Jennifer Skillbred is with Group for the East End. They conduct triennial surveys of Long Island osprey, but now they want to do one every year.
Osprey population on the eastern end of Long Island has been healthier in the past decade and a half or so. That said, the concerns coming from Chesapeake Bay, coming from New Jersey, sort of making their way up the Atlantic coast, do have us a little concerned as well. And then hearing some anecdotal stories as well has really accelerated our timeline.
According to reports highlighted by the National Audubon Society, the Chesapeake Bay area has seen alarming rates of eggs not hatching or chicks starving. Breeding pairs only raised an average 0.33 chicks per nest last summer. Skillbred says there are a few theories out there, including extreme weather, water quality, and a reduction in food source fish.
Over the years, as certain fish stocks have been reduced, they've begun to rely even more on menhaden as their major fish food source, at least locally. And that said, there have been reports and data coming in that the menhaden, Atlantic menhaden around Long Island, that there's fewer of them and that the ones that are here seem to be younger or smaller.
So no updated numbers out of Long Island just yet, but researchers hope to find out whether our local population is holding steady. This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Milford considers a moratorium on flock cameras. Suffolk investigators search for leads in identifying another Gilgo Beach murder victim. Plus, Governor Hochul wants New York to host the 2042 Olympic Games. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Cities and towns across the country are debating controversial license plate cameras made by the company Flock. Critics say they violate drivers' privacy. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports the town of Milford is considering a moratorium on the cameras, and dozens of residents are speaking up.
All of these Flock cameras have nothing to do with safety. They have to do with control.
That's resident Tony de Blasio at a raucous town meeting in Milford this week.
This isn't a partisan issue. I don't care who's in this room. There's Democrats and Republicans. We all want this done.
He's right. It's a bipartisan issue. Local candidates from both major parties spoke against the cameras. Here's Democrat Andrew Rice.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Today, we are not safe. If you want safety, then give the people resources that they need to live decent lives.
And here's Republican Chris Lancia, who says he's worked in telecommunications for decades, building cameras like Flock.
What can't a police officer do that the cameras don't? You want the speeding to stop? Put a police cruiser there. Let our officers do their job. Stop being soft on crime. These cameras need to go.
Milford Police Chief Keith Mello is the one who proposed them in the first place. He says he still thinks they're a good idea, especially because he doesn't have enough cops as it is.
If you don't trust police or you don't trust the government, you don't trust big business, there's probably not a lot that I can do to convince you other than tell you this is the best information that we have.
Milford officials voted to consider a moratorium on the cameras next month. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Suffolk County investigators visited New York's Chinatown this week. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports they're searching for leads to help identify the body of an Asian man found along Ocean Parkway 15 years ago.
Investigators discovered the man they've dubbed Asian Doe in 2011 as part of the Gilgo Beach serial killer investigation, but he's never been identified. In Chinatown this week, Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney handed out forensic sketches of what Asian Doe might have looked like. His estimated age was between 17 and 23. Tierney also collected 24 voluntary DNA samples, which will be used by investigative genetic genealogists to hopefully find a relative of Asian Doe. Tierney says finding a relative, even a distant relation, means he might be able to identify Asian Doe himself, and eventually, his killer. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
The Connecticut Board of Education could encourage districts to more tightly restrict students' use of cell phones at school. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
Earlier this year, Connecticut lawmakers considered but failed to pass a statewide bell-to-bell cell phone ban. But most elementary and middle schools and nearly a third of high schools already have a ban in place. The State Board of Education is considering a new guidance that would recommend policies to increase restrictions further. The new guidance would only serve as a recommendation for school districts, but it's expected to be an outline of how schools can shape future policies. The draft guidance recommends school districts enact policies on personal technology use and screen time. The board will vote on the changes in a special meeting tonight. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Could New York host the 2042 Winter Olympic Games? More on that is coming up.
Got a car, boat, or motorcycle you no longer need? Donate it to WSHU. You'll be supporting the programs you rely on. And yes, we'll tow it for free. It's an easy way to make a big difference. Start your donation at WSHU.org. And thanks.
The Shinnecock Tribal Nation on Eastern Long Island has secured a $750,000 grant to boost its recycling program. The money comes from a federal environmental program that helps improve solid waste collection on tribal lands. The recycling grant is on top of a $950,000 award the nation received last month to remediate hazardous or contaminated areas known as brownfields. New London's National Coast Guard Museum has set its opening date August of next year, just before the Coast Guard's 237th birthday. The museum will have more than 600 artifacts, including a full-sized Jayhawk helicopter. Nassau County is continuing its 10-year legal fight to get out of reimbursing drivers who paid red light camera tickets. The county is currently appealing a state appeals court ruling that says Nassau's $100 fee is illegal. Meanwhile, Suffolk County has agreed to pay drivers $30 for illegal fees collected between 2013 and 2023. The Archive of Contemporary Music is moving from New York City to Ridgefield, Connecticut. It's one of the biggest collections of recorded music anywhere, with more than 3 million recordings. It says high rents forced it out of New York, and it plans to open its center in Ridgefield in 2028. New York Governor Kathy Hochul was in the Adirondacks this week to tour some of the facilities from the 1980 Olympics. The New York Public News Network's Emily Russell reports Hochul's promoting a potential bid to host the 2042 Winter Games in both Lake Placid and New York City.
The first stop on Governor Kathy Hochul's tour of the Olympic facilities in Lake Placid was the museum.
This is the actual torch from 1980. Oh, she's going to show you the torch and go through the...
A staff member from the Olympic Museum handed Hochul a pair of white gloves. After putting them on, the governor held up the 1980 torch and shared her lofty goal.
My job is to bring the torch back.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Incredible dream team. 2042!
Last month, Hochul created an Olympic Exploratory Committee. The goal is to figure out what it would take to host the games between Lake Placid and New York City. The idea is that the snow and sliding sports could be held in the Adirondacks, while New York City could host arena events like hockey and figure skating. The next stop on Hochul's tour was the 1980 hockey rink, where the American men defeated the Soviets in a game that became known as the Miracle on Ice. Lake Placid is currently hosting a women's hockey tournament for top players under the age of 18. The governor was wearing a blue jacket with stars and stripes on the arms and USA in big bold letters on the back.
This is an extraordinary place. It's a magical place. It's a place where miracles are made and miracles will be made in the future.
Speaking to some state lawmakers, local leaders, and reporters, Hochul acknowledged the hurdles of hosting part of the games in Lake Placid, a town of about 2,200 people.
We figure out the housing challenges, we figure out the infrastructure that has to be done with the roads in this area, work on linkages between New York City and the North Country, what that looks like.
Hochul said that the recent Winter Games in Italy, hosted between Milan and Cortina, proved that splitting the games between a big city and a smaller mountain town can work. State Assemblyman Robert Carroll was at those recent Olympics. He says traveling between the two host locations was similar to what it would be like in New York.
I took a train from Milan to outside of Venice, and then I took a bus. And the road from outside of Venice to Cortina is a mountainous road that's about one lane in each direction.
Carroll represents part of Brooklyn, but has a second home in the Adirondacks. He says any bid to host the games up here will require a lot of public input over things like transportation and housing.
The only way this will be successful in New York City or in Lake Placid is if we listen to local communities and we solve those problems.
Ava McNaughton competed at the latest Olympics in Milan. She's a goaltender for the women's Olympic hockey team, which just won gold. McNaughton says she saw the Italian city pivot after the Olympics.
They were turning our housing into apartments for students after. And so I think a lot of those same principles can be used in what would be this 2042 Olympics.
Lake Placid has hosted two Winter Olympics, first in 1932 and most recently in 1980. But the games are a lot bigger and more complicated than they were back then. About 500,000 tickets were sold for the 1980 games. At the latest Olympics in Italy, ticket sales were around 1.3 million. McNaughton has her sights set on competing in the next Winter Games in the French Alps and maybe 4 years later in Salt Lake City. As for the 2042 Games, she says those athletes would be lucky to compete in Lake Placid.
It would be an incredible honor to represent your country at any Olympics, and obviously it was, but just to be able to be here and kind of almost relive 1980 would be incredible.
Governor Hochul says the Exploratory Committee will spend the next year looking at the costs and benefits of hosting the Games, as well as the hurdles and challenges. Then the state will decide whether to submit an official bid to the International Olympic Committee. In Lake Placid, I'm Emily Russell for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online with our free app, and of course, tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. Be sure to check out our brand new merch shop if you haven't yet. It's over at WSHU.org. Find t-shirts, tanks, mugs, hats, and so much more. Just click shop up at the top of the page. I'm Sabrina Garone. Thanks for being with me today. We'll speak tomorrow.